And Wayne, I think, has left the house by now. He has to get up early and fly way out of town, but he did a nice job as guest host. We have one more performer before we close out the night. He started the evening, but many of you weren't here at that time. And this is Paul Beck, who's been helping set everybody up tonight. Please give Paul a hand, too, for all the help he's given. And will give, because we have to unpack, pack up, too.
And I saved a cowboy song for Jane. If she pays attention. I said, I saved a cowboy song for Jane, but Jane's not paying any attention. There she is. Across the Sierra Mountains, come an SP passenger train. Hobos tried to climb on board, but alas, it was all in vain. The conductor punched the tickets, he counted every soul. The engineer stared straight ahead, and the fireman shoveled coal. Now the fireman was a cowboy, but do not think it strange. He could make more money shoveling coal than riding on the rail. And though he was a fireman, though he had to sweat, he still remained a Western lad. He kept his lariat. Now the train was way behind times, and the passengers all were wild. When out on the track so suddenly, there stepped a little child with golden hair and ringlets all hanging down her back. She little knew her danger grave as she strolled out on the track. Oh my God, the hoghead hollered as he slammed on all the brakes. Well, I'll never stop this train on time. I got what it takes. Heaven help that we taught, he cried in accents wild. No one stop this SP train and save that little child. Well, up stepped the fireman cowboy, and a gallant lad was he. And he said, I will save that baby, though I wreck this whole SP. He climbed out on the running board with tears, his eyes were wet. Hands our hero bore his trusty lariat, and he quickly dropped a fast loop round a pole beside the track. Then he tied the other end around that old smokestack, and he jerked the train right off the track, and he caused an awful wreck. Our hero lay there in the ditch with the engine on his neck. Oh, we will long remember that 45th of May. Many a brave and gallant soul trembled with fear that day. And we buried the fireman cowboy where the prairie winds grow wild. He killed 300 passengers, but thank God he saved the child. Thank you.
What a way to end a wonderful evening. Thank you. Big hand to Paul Beck. How about a big hand for Ira Grauman, who's been recording it?